Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. It's game two, Yankees versus the Baltimore Orioles. My name is Jimmy. His name's Jake. Zach in the corner. Together they make Jack. How you doing, Jack?
We normally prefer Zake. But thank you for the introduction. The wrong introduction. I'm doing well, Zach. I think he's doing fairly well. We've got a lot of, there's been a lot of activities in the office. That's all I'll say. A lot of gaming today. While you were doing your thing, there was a lot of Bino getting flicked.
I've been flicking.
But I'm generally well.
I walk past the board, I flick five times.
Yankees need to win or season's over, yada, yada, yada. Lineup, we're half mad about, we're not too mad about.
What are you mad about the lineup? The lineup is DJ, Judge, Rizzo, Stanton in left, Judge is in right, Voit's DHing, Glaber's at second, Gary's catching, Guardy in center field, Gio at short, Gallo gets the day off. I'm not mad about the lineup.
Yeah, the Gallo conversation, he's the one who gets the short stick today. Booney says he's been banged up. If that's true, there's obviously no argument. He has been on a little heater. He's got three home runs in the last five, back-to-back games with a home run.
So that's why they're sitting him, because they want it.
Can't get too hot.
Well, when he was struggling, they were like, we need to play him to get him going.
Right.
And now that he's going, they're like, well, he'll stay going if we just like having an off day. And they got him in a heater hot streak now.
Yeah.
I don't mind it, though. They're getting Voit at-bats. He hit a home run yesterday.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. If Gallo was in the lineup instead of guard dog today, I think we would be sitting here saying, like, awesome. So you're doing this for real. Tough for Joey.
I like getting him. I like skipping him on Means Day. And just, like, okay, you're hot. Nah, we'll let Means skip you by, and then you'll get the shitty pitcher the Orioles throw tomorrow. I don't know who it is, but, the worst pitcher, and you'll just stay hot. Let's not let Means put an 0 for or ruin your swing because he's a nasty lefty. Mm. And I think he went 0 for 4 against Means last time they played.
What do you mean?
So I think that I'm guessing that that's a little bit of the thought process there.
Wanna say yes.
But Means is a good pitcher. So yesterday I really said they needed to blow it out. I said they needed to get big hits. They did and they didn't. John, this is a tough game. Means is good. Mm. Last time he faced them, it was five innings pitched, two earned runs. I thought it was worse than that.
Means.
Did he get lit up at the end or something? I thought I remember him looking nasty.
Nickname Meansy, Baseball Reference. Mm. So. Mm.
Stan hit a home run off of him.
Mm.
And then DJ had a sack fly line out after a walk and a single from Odor and Gary.
Sack fly line out.
Bum, bum, bada. I'm going to be looking at Gary today.
Mm.
Is that two games in a row? He's coming off the really bad error with the tag play still in a little bit. And Glaber got benched yesterday for one, making another error, and then not running out either of his ground outs, and Boone said he'd had a problem with it.
Yeah.
And he got taken out in the fifth. Think a little defensive replacement. I think very much they're very mad at Glaber right now.
Yeah.
So Gary, luckily, I think he made his biggest gaffe before the Yankees decided they were going to be serious about anything. So if Gary has some more big, terrible gaffes or, like, lazy runs, it seems like they're in We're going to punish that mode a little bit, unless it's just for Glaber. But either way, I like Gary to go off in Baltimore, get hot against a good pitcher in Means. I'm watching Gary's at-bats today.
James, I am sticking with my what to watch for yesterday because I partially got left down. I said, Gio, I need defensively to be a lock. He had that one Glaber bobble ball, didn't squeeze it. Could have squeezed it, and we would have ignored the Glaber thing a little more, but whatever. You got to squeeze that, and that was my one ask. There can't be any defensive questions. But, however, Gio had his best at-bats in a long time yesterday. He looked like Gio. He was barreling balls, high fastball, kind of getting on top of it. Really liked his at-bats yesterday, the day I kind of gave up on Gio's at-bats. So I'm all Gio show.
Gio and Gary, that's what we're watching. Hell yeah. The pitching path to victory today, we have Nestor on the bump. I think he's pitched really well against the Orioles. Am I correct in that?
Nasty Nestor?
Nestor Cortez.
My name is Nestor Cortez, and you're a dead man.
You can't hear me on the account of.
That was season 4, episode 6 of The Walking Dead. Nestor Cortez decided to turn on his own group of survivors. Never watched that show.
Bungalows. 5.2 innings pitched, 1 earned run, 7 Ks for Nestor last time against the Orioles.
So
more of that. As far as the bullpen goes, it should have been pretty clear. It still kind of is. They had to use Chapman. So Chapman now is unavailable. How about that?
Aroldis.
It's Aroldis unavailable. So you got Chad available. You got Clay Holmes available. You got Wandy available. You got Abreu available. Yeah, everyone else. Litke hasn't been used in a while. That is kind of a funky lefty, then followed up with a funky lefty. So if they do that, I would expect them to do like Holmes or Abreu to mix them up
to get that final out. Could you see them, Jim, if I may ask you a question about this game? Litke. For a little while, he kind of became a game finisher. He only has one save this year. Could you see them without Chappie today? Maybe a used Chad in the 7th, 8th. They hope they open up the lead a little bit more if it is close, that Litke's your 9th inning guy, because you also might believe in Litke more than Chad right now.
I think Holmes is above him in the pecking order.
True. Have we seen Clay Holmes for a save?
No.
Okay. So there's some intrigue in the back end today.
Yeah. How are they going to do that? I think Chad will be the closer and they'll just do that, which is very risky. But you also have Wandy. I think Wandy has been the guy that comes out after Chapman lately. So I would guess if they're saving a lefty at the back end, it would be Wandy and Holmes.
Interested. Nestor. Really like Albert Abreu as a Nestor follower, too.
That's what I like. I like Abreu to mix it up, and then you bring in Litke.
Nestor, Abreu, Litke, Chad.
Yeah.
Maybe some Clay Holmes if you need to get out of it. Maybe I think he got dry humped yesterday, right?
I think if it's a 4-run lead, then the game you go started. Holmes. All right.
Homer draft. It's the Homer draft.
Joely hasn't been used in a while. I could see him getting in.
So is the Homer draft still under protest? Did you officially protest it? Or the picks from yesterday not
you'd
count?
You'd have to talk to the commissioner.
You made out pretty well with your picks. You got both picks.
There was an official protest by Jake in the text messages because the sheet was lying and we went by the lying sheet.
I tried to correct you guys and got shut down pretty instantly, which was more so where my feelings got hurt.
Well, we just go by the sheet.
Well, that's sometimes we re-listen to things and we give a person consideration.
Someone along the line
didn't read the sheet or went off the sheet and did a pick.
That one game against the Twins was like a late add to the sheet, which I think messed everything up.
That's fair. sheet was said Jimmy went first, so we went Jimmy went first.
Yes.
And Jake's picks ended up working out really well.
Yeah. So the ruling is nothing counts from yesterday. because Jake's right. I went out of turn. I think the whole day's nullified.
A protest was filed. The commissioner gets to do whatever he wants with it.
Yeah, I get five minutes to be heard. Yeah.
You had all last night. You had 5 minutes last night.
Yeah.
Your time is done.
Yeah. I yield my time.
I made an official choice at the time that Jimmy was supposed to go first, and so that's what we're going to stick with.
So the picks count from last night?
Picks count.
Wow. And who goes first today?
Jake would go first today.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tough to keep up with.
I kept up just fine.
It was tougher for me. Okay. I will go first in the homer draft. Who they've got? John Means. He's actually like a respectable pitcher to a degree.
Yeah, and he means well.
Let's see. 3-game set. I've got Judgy in the hole, but do I want to save him for game 3? What if they do some Yankees BS and they don't start him in the 3rd game? All right, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take Gary Sanchez with my 1st pick.
Fun and hilarious.
Why is that?
Because I talked about how I thought he should get a home run off Means earlier in the show.
Yeah.
So it's a hilarious pick by you.
Why is it so funny? It sounds
because
accurate.
I get all the credit. If it comes right.
No credit because it's homer draft.
And,
it's a homer draft.
You know, it's so funny, dude.
Who are you taking?
Don't rush me.
Okay, I'm sorry you felt rushed there.
I did.
I'm sorry.
There's panic set in. I'm going to take your picks from yesterday.
You're doing that.
Yep. Going to take Stanton and Voit. I think one of them runs it back. I'm mad at myself because I wanted Gallo. I talked myself out of Gallo yesterday, and I took Glaber instead, so I should have had Gallo. I'm a big dum-dum. I said I wanted to save Gallo for later on. I'm taking Stanton, and I'm taking Voit.
Stanton and Voit?
And I actually believe in Voit more.
Those are great picks.
Because I think Voit really wants to take the dirt and rub it in the Yankees' face.
Those are giggity great picks.
When you start me, I hit.
Mm. With my 2nd pick.
And final pick.
I think I'm going to take Anthony Rizzo. 1st baseman.
Decent pick.
One of his 2 at-bats against Means, he's going to have a chance. And then I'm banking on Orioles bullpen.
That's why you're so smart. Whose picks do you like better, Zach?
That.
That's why she's so smart.
I like Jimmy's picks today.
Wow.
What do you think about something like that on my phone?
I don't love it.
It's the 1st send. You know, they're open to feedback.
Yeah. I got to figure out. First, they gave me Gray with an E, which seems targeted.
Right. You know our graphics team isn't a spelling company. We're not a math company. They're not spellers.
Yeah. I need a dollar yellow. Okay. I don't know if I like the down lines.
Okay.
I think I'd only do horizontal lines or no lines at all.
Okay.
That looks like too much going on.
It's a lot going on. They kind of gave a shirt.
I think it could be simpler.
A shirt
looking.
Tone. What do you think the over-under is today?
I didn't get the chance to look at it and make any bets because right. I forgot, and I'm in New York now.
Jersey.
9.5.
Nestor. Means is solid. Okay. I like that.
I got the under right yesterday, right?
I love that.
Got the under right on this show.
On this show.
Yeah.
I bet the over in the Rays-Jays game.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
I didn't bet the over in the Yankees game.
Really?
Yeah, I fat-fummed it.
That's what you were saying.
Yes.
I thought you were just saying you had another fat-thumb loser bet, and I was like, dude.
No, I fat thumbed the wrong game.
That makes a lot of sense.
Then fat thumbed the wrong pick, and then ran it through with
so
my money.
So you picked the wrong game and the wrong pick.
Yes. I wanted the Yankees.
That's a bad bet.
Orioles under.
That's a bad bet.
And I ended up taking the
Blue Jays Rays
over.
Wrong game.
I think I might have to start using my laptop when I place my bets, so not my phone. And maybe double checking my work, but I guarantee you I will never double check my work, so I'm gonna have to use the laptop. And yeah, man, when Sal Romano had guys on and it was 7-1, I was rooting for the Orioles to score some runs so I could win the money on hitting the over. Yeah. And then I went to check it to like make sure I just had all the info right, and it said I lost the bet. And I was like, how the fuck did I lose the bet? Game didn't even end yet. So I thought my TV was delayed by like 5 minutes because I made a rewound at one point. So I got my remote and I was jamming live. And then it was live. And then I was like, how the hell did I lose then? The game's still going on. And then I clicked into the bet and it said Rays, Blue Jays. Over, lost.
Welcome to sports gambling minus picking the right bet. It's beautiful.
My brain was right, so I'm not even upset, but I did lose money on the Rays, Jays, over.
You're doing great.
Well, I won the other one.
Yeah.
Yankees to win and that dude to give up home runs.
I told you, that bet's free money. Can't believe they do that. So we think 9.5.
I think 9.5, yeah.
Squirk?
10. Under. Yankees have Nestor, a lot of bullpen. They have a really good lineup. John Means is good. It's under. It's
pretty good. I mean, I guess it's just if they can get Means out in like the fifth, then you get Orioles bullpen for 5 innings. I like the under.
It's the under.
I like the under. That's a good pick.
Thanks. If I get home in time to bet, maybe I'll bet it. Doesn't look like that's going to happen. It's 5:40 already. Mm-hmm. Holy smokes. And you got to, okay, we got to get going.
Sure do.
We're out.
No promo.
My promo is that Nestor dials up the spice to a point where we're like, wow.
Yeah.
Nestor's comfortable. Like, we saw him do it with the ump, but that was, like, at the ump. Like, I might think we might see maybe the cockiest strike three sidewind walk away, or maybe
you're all over,
like, a shit-talking Nestor. I think there's a... I think he might get mad at one point. I just think Nestor dials up the spice a little bit somewhere.
And Jim, you're all over it. This is a redemption game. This is Nestor's old team.
Yeah.
So you're all over that. Odor gets involved. Thank you for watching.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.